Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Joke Talk, Radio Spoof Talk, Children's Talk. That's what we've been doing this whole time is Radio Law Talk, spoof children, really immature things that us adults have been doing all day today, and it's been fun. This hour, at you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We are going to have some fun, but talk about some serious things. Hour three is almost like a sprint. Where we were in marathons before, this is a sprint to get through all of our cases we want to talk about. And a lot of these cases are just quick one-minute discussions because they're just updates. But we're going to talk about, we're going to have a case or no case, which everyone loves. But we're going to talk about a kidnapping hoax in Alabama and in California. The Olympus movie, the Olympus Has Fallen movie lawsuit. New York Times versus Sullivan case. We're going to talk about the comedian Jeff Dies and a little bit of having some issues. You know, I kind of feel bad for, I got to be careful and say I'm feeling bad for people that are struggling with alcohol, and I do. But, you know, it causes a lot of issues, and a lot of people die from it. So, you know, we definitely, the victims is who we feel for. But I'm not saying there's any victims here with Jeff Dye, but I'm just saying, in general, that's what we believe. Coldplay's being sued, that wonderful band that, by the way, that let me tell you a little bit of trivia about that band. I love Coldplay. I think they've got great music. Are they the ones, you guys can correct me, that quit touring because of global warming and stuff? They're really into the, you know, using up, I don't know what the word, they were using so much fossil fuel or whatever in touring and the planes and everything. They believe they stopped touring. I don't know if that's true.
I'm not sure either, but you know, it's Chris, isn't it Chris Martin, the head?
Yeah.
He was married to Gwyneth Paltrow. And they got divorced, right? They had the conscious uncoupling, right?
Why did Coldplay stop touring?
It was in, I believe it was in November of 2019. Coldplay paused their touring until their shows could be more environmentally beneficial.
That's it. That's exactly right. For environmental concerns. Yeah, they stopped following the release of their 2019 Everyday Life. They decided not to tour, citing environmental concerns. And there we go. So I was,
well,
I was correct.
Nice.
So, well, they're being interesting. You say nice, I say interesting.
Now, there's a skeptical side to me, right? That says, right. Okay, now I would really want
to see.
Then
why are you doing it now?
I would really want to see how, at the time they decided to pause touring, how many upcoming dates were they having problems selling tickets for?
You know? Well, and here's the question. If that's the case, why are you touring right now?
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between the two?
They might have an electric bus.
Oh, or electric plane.
Electric jet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's coming. United Airlines kind of announced that they are really seriously trying to.
And what I'm going to do, Denise, I'm going to let you. You'll be the first one. I'll let you go test it and fly.
Okay.
Fly in the electric United planes, and I'll stay in the gas one.
I'm staying up on the research on that. You know, they all talk, but it's not going very well.
Do I think that'll eventually happen? Sure.
Maybe.
I think it's pretty far down. The difference is in the cars that they're having issues with. And by the way, we are. I don't know what the rules are on rules and regulations are, what I can talk about on these self-driving cars, which, by the way, we are involved in. I mean, they're running people over, by the way.
Yeah, that and also the electric cars, Pure Electric, are having electrical problems.
Yeah.
They're trying to do too much, I think. You need more of a simple electric car. You know, you can't have electric this and electric that and an electric trunk opener and electric. So, you know, you just can't.
Crank up windows. Yeah, just an idea.
By the way, with regard to Coldplay's eco-friendly tour, according to Euronews.com, statistics that Coldplay has put out shows that currently they emit 47% less carbon emissions on the current tour than compared to their 2016-2017 tours.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, I don't know what that means, but I don't. But good. I mean,
well, that's almost 50%, guys.
It's exactly what I'm saying is how you got to be very careful how they manipulate things and say, I want to know how exactly that changed.
It could be that they just stopped serving Chipotle and the.
That's a good idea.
Or maybe they just wanted to make a statement, realizing that at the end of the day, it's not going to lower global temperature, but they want to be in on the movement. And I think that's just fine.
I don't know.
If that's what they want, that's
we don't know what it is, but I'm just saying that was interesting. That's why they stopped touring. But I wonder if he flies in a private jet.
Well, isn't it Willie Nelson that his buses run on old
vegetable diesel.
Yeah. French fry oil.
Yeah. Where he can buy it. There are a couple of places in Texas where you can buy it.
Yeah.
But Willie Nelson also has a rider that says that any emissions that come cannabis-based are not allowed to be counted.
Don't count them against my tonnage.
Yes.
Someone coming out the windows?
Yeah.
But here's the other problem, Fred. When an electric car runs out of electricity, you park it. When an electric jet runs out of electricity, Houston, we have a problem, right? I mean, we have a problem.
I can see the thing, like what I think is cool is the cars that are both. You know, you can the new Ford F-150 is a hybrid, and it's powerful and strong, and so it's got part electric and it's got gas too. And I think that's at least for a while that's the way to go because, look, if you run out of battery and you've got that backup fuel, then there you go. You know, you're
I love
okay.
mine. Mine's not just, a F-150.
Just
but
keep
I love
a gas powered generator in your trunk of your Tesla.
That's a good one.
You run out, start that up, charge it up.
No, I like the meme. Actually, it was a true picture. My understanding in Montana, they had the electric thing and they had a backup generator, diesel generator, in case they lost the power so they can charge their cars.
Well, sure.
Anyway, and then there's a Facebook settlement. That's what's going on this hour. And then at the very end, the most important thing is we love to do quick takes. And that is because when we are talking this whole 3 hours, there's a lot of stuff you're not going to remember. It's pretty hard not to forget us, but you will remember the Mozart balls. But other than that, there's stuff you won't remember, so we're going to give you a quick take, all right? But why we're here, I always say this, is for case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Very quickly, a 25-year-old truck driver from Washington State was in California delivering some heavy equipment. She tried to navigate a railway crossing off a state highway. Sorry, got excited there. The low boy was a little too low and got stuck on the tracks. The driver tried to move it, didn't have enough time. The truck was just stuck for just a short time, and here comes the train. Nobody called the train and said, hey, slow down. So the train comes through, totals the truck, totals the Caterpillar, wipes out the crossing guards and all of that, and the company for which the driver worked said, wait a minute, low boys at fault. Their specs say it'll clear legally constructed highways. And in California, it's got to be a legally constructed highway. So we're going to go after low boy to see if we can get them to pay for all of this instead of us. So that is our
case. Well, that's actually an interesting one. If I'm pulling up on a low boy, I'm not crossing those tracks in the first place. I'm just saying, I'll be back, but you got to do it.
The
construction
site was right there.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the case or no case, and then remember, call us at 855 Law Radio or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. What's the phone number, Denise?
529-7234. So that is 855-529-7234.
We'll be right back.
Glad we got that straightened out. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, including the answer to case or no case, right after this on Radio Law Talk.
RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com.
Can't answer?
It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Yeah, I think I would just call.
Why can't you answer that question? Because it's a trick question. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Because you can't do something. I can't remember.
No,
what
it talks about.
It has to do with the car. Right?
Carburetor.
My cousin Vinny.
There you go.
Because they didn't, in that one, they didn't make the model the way he had said it.
Right.
You know, that,
tuning it.
That show, My Cousin Vinny, has shown up in more legal training. As lawyers, we have to do the ongoing legal training. That show has shown, that one and A Few Good Men has shown up in more legal trainings than any other two movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot in that show that are actually, well, that really is the evidence rule. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's go to case or no case. 25-year-old truck driver was navigating a railroad crossing with their lowboy, and it gets stuck. And the train hits it and damages the tractor it was carrying, and they sued Lowboy, saying that the Lowboy is supposed to cross across the standard, typical railroad crossing according to the, I don't know what state this was.
California.
According to state rules and regulations, how flat it's supposed to be in order to allow trucks to go across.
A properly loaded lowboy should handle the load, was the language they used when they talked about that. So I think you're up, Todd, on this one, right?
All right. Well, yeah, a couple of interesting things, one of which you just said there. A properly loaded lowboy should be able to cross a, what was the language you used about the type of crossing?
It was off of a state highway, just a rail crossing highway.
There was something about a properly constructed highway or something.
Built
like
according
that.
To specifications.
So look, I'll say this is a case. It could probably be a case for a lot of reasons, not just this, but it is a case. But, you know, something sticks out. Something is. I'm going to go with the trailer company. Let's see. Who sued whom in your example?
The trucking company.
Trucking company.
Came after Lowboy because they said Lowboy claims that this trailer with everything inspected should handle what we tried to get it to do.
I think Lowboy wins because I think that their claim is it should have done that. There's too many variables that they didn't follow. Either it was overloaded or she tried to, the truck driver, sorry, I didn't want to assume, but I thought you said the truck driver was a she.
Yes.
Okay, so she tried to cross a train section that wasn't properly constructed, whatever, but I think the Lowboy company wins.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this?
What's a Lowboy?
It's a trailer designed to carry equipment that's tall so it won't scrape on an overpass over the top. So if you can follow my finger drawing, here's the tongue of the trailer, then the bed drops, and then it goes back up for the tire. The tires are here, and the bed's lower, so it's called a Lowboy.
Oh, so that it can have tall things in the middle of
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. I'm going to say,
I think we need to help Denise. I think it's proper to show her a picture of a lowboy.
Yeah, that's
there's
fine.
There's a lowboy.
Yeah.
A lowboy.
Very common hauling around. That's
the So the lava tractor can get onto it. They drive it right up onto it.
Yeah, very, very handy.
Okay, I'm going to say that.
Now, if he adds to the fact, the truck driver had the same question. What's a lowboy? That would be a problem.
They were in trouble.
What's a two lowboy?
So the truck company sued Lowboy.
Yes.
And did they also sue the county or state that where the
was the a state highway and it was a railroad owned crossing who are responsible for their own maintenance of their crossings, as you know.
Did they? And she asked, did they
sue them too?
No, I think they were suing the truck company, weren't they?
No, the truck company was suing Lowboy.
Right.
And I'm asking if the truck company also sued the state.
Unknown.
Now, unknown.
I don't know.
Yeah, because the question is, did the truck come? No, did Southern Pacific or Northern Pacific, the railroad, sue the truck company because it caused damage to their locomotive? That's the question.
Which they may do as well.
Okay, so I am going to say that this is a scenario but not a case.
Okay, Fred, what do you think about this?
I think this is a great scenario, but it's not a case because I asked all those questions and you don't know because I'm telling you right now what would happen. Let me tell you, as the guy that's been doing this for 30 years.
So mean to me. So
what would happen is the Lowboy company would come across and they would get stuck and they would get smashed. We're assuming nobody was hurt.
Nobody's hurt.
The railroad company would first file a law or get the trucking company to pay for any damage to the railroad crossings because you said the crossings were all taken out.
Yep.
They'd have to pay for the track fixed and the road. They'd have to pay for the locomotive. And then what would happen is usually the trucking company would then cross-complain against Lowboy to say, cover our bills for this. Or sometimes what would happen is the railroad would also sue Lowboy at the same time. But usually it's a cross-complaint. And as complicated as that sounds, that's what would have had to happen. There would not have been a lawsuit against directly from Lowboy, from the trucking company to Lowboy. It would have been vice versa. It would have been a cross complaint. Usually, sometimes it can be a direct complaint scenario.
So you're saying no case, forget it, have a nice day. Okay, well, I think that's all fine. I love listening to you guys talk about this, how you ruminate back and forth and you justify this and that, because here's the story. This happened last week, so no case.
It probably really happened. A truck got hit.
It did happen. Happened last week.
So no case.
And maybe it will turn into a lawsuit. But
if it does turn into a lawsuit, if I get the retroactive points
in 2 years
from your retroactive food.
Also next hour, next week, excuse me, a man in Oregon who gets a knock on the door. Hi, Daddy, and a mommy who says, "You owe me a lot of back child support."
Ooh.
So that's next week.
Didn't know that he had a kid.
Interesting.
So let's talk about this kidnapping case, because we asked Cal, don't talk while we talk. We don't say that, but we sometimes. But I want Cal to talk on this one because he knows this. We don't tell him that, by the way. We just say, hey. But this is something he knows about a lot in Reading, about this second case about the kidnapping. This is really interesting when we come back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up on your great local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the program will continue after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
News update.
The onus is on Hamas to be able to produce a list of hostages that
that can get out so that we can try to get this pause back in place.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the White House daily briefing talking about the situation in the Middle East. Explosions heard again in Gaza this Saturday as fighting continues for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away at 93. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first woman to ever serve on the court.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And this young man has obviously forgotten some very fundamental things like decency and dedication and honor.
How did that happen?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So Carly Russell, age 26, in Alabama, falsely tells police that as she was driving, she saw a child walk along the road. She stopped to help him, and then she was kidnapped for 2 days. And they went out, supposedly, worried the community about this kidnapper, and apparently she finally came forth that it was all a hoax. And she has her first court appearance coming up, and they are charging her with a Class A misdemeanor in Alabama, which Class A means a higher misdemeanor. Misdemeanor usually there's not a lot of jail time usually in a misdemeanor, and a lot of it depends on the situation. I know what's important on this one, though, to understand and note, my understanding is a first-time offense. She's got a clean record. And what the district attorneys want to do, or the prosecutors, want her to serve 1 year in jail for doing this hoax. And the reason they say that is they want to make sure that this is a deterrent for the people in the future, not making false, hold on. Oh my gosh, I had to sneeze. For making false reports. Now, their argument is, no, she just needs some community service and probation, but don't put her in jail for the year. And so they're going to, and they did a weird thing in Alabama, and maybe our former prosecutor and understands this stuff, but it's called a stipulate and appeal. Do you know what that means?
I do.
What is that?
Because it was very similar to the General Sessions Court in the state of Tennessee. You'll note that a lot of these places, these cases will start off, and it's a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor case will start off in the lower court, and Tennessee. It was called General Sessions Court. And no juries in General Sessions Court. So you're entitled to a bench trial, a judge trial. And if the judge convicts you, you can then, it's called appealing, you can appeal it to the higher court where you actually end up getting your jury trial. And so what happened was this started out in the lower courts in Alabama. She had the judge trial. She was found guilty by the judge on the misdemeanor. By the way, the maximum term, I mean, the state wanted to max her out. So if it's still a misdemeanor and you get your jury trial, it's not like she's looking at any more time than what the state would otherwise get her. So it's to her benefit to do that. And it's just the way they handle their criminal procedure in Alabama.
Okay. So the what's going on right now is they're trying to determine whether or not, you know, she's going to get a year in jail, or she wants to say, just give me some probation. Now, this is similar, and I think they might know about this, as a case in Northern California in Redding not too long ago, where a lady by the name of Sherry Papini,
yep,
did this. Hers was even more intense, claiming that there were some sexual assaults, et cetera, et cetera. Or not, Cal, tell the story. You
know. Sherry Papini was out jogging, and she just disappeared off the face of the earth. And then Thanksgiving Day, a couple of years ago, she reappeared.
After a few years.
Right. Well, it was months. She told everybody that she had been kidnapped by a couple of Hispanic women in an SUV, but actually she was with a former boyfriend in Southern California the whole time. So they found out about all of that. She went to federal court. They adjudicated her, found her guilty. She put in 8 months in federal prison, went to a halfway house, and then the latest update to the story is the most fascinating thing. Her husband filed for divorce,
right?
And so she's supposed to show up in divorce court. Third time, no show.
No show.
So I don't know what happens to her in that case.
So that's still going on.
Yes, it's not done yet. Yeah. And she, by the way, still has, I think, about $250,000 in restitution for investigation costs and money she got from the victims program, all kinds of money out there. So it was a big deal.
It was interesting. Yeah. All right. We're going to follow those as we go. Now, Todd, this Olympus Has Fallen movie. I've never watched it, or I don't follow this movie. Tell us what's going on with this lawsuit.
So this is a Gerard Butler movie, the typical underdog saves the day from terrorists. Nobody would listen to him. He worked for the Secret Service, and he ends up being the one guy that helps save the president. Olympus Has Fallen refers to the White House was under attack. And, well, you know, the thing is Butler wasn't just an actor in that film. He was also a producer. He had reached a point, and for those of you that don't know who Gerard Butler is, you ever seen 300? This is Sparta! That is Gerard Butler. He's been in a lot of films, and he was a producer on this one. Well, he had to file a lawsuit because he felt like he was underpaid. Contractor was supposed to pay him a certain amount, and he thought that he had not been paid appropriately pursuant to his duties as a producer on the film. And that lawsuit was recently settled. And it raised, actor, somebody in Hollywood sues somebody because they didn't get it, all the money that they put into it. And I realize the average person is probably sitting there saying, whether he got paid or not, he still makes 100 times what I make in a year. And you're right, he does. But I thought it was interesting with this case, now that it's settled, to take a look at some of the highest paid actors in films. And what you'll, the reason this ties back to the Gerard Butler issue is the actors on this list that were paid so handsomely, by and large, had the same deal that Butler did. It wasn't what they were paid up front on the movie. It's what they got in residuals and points because they invested in the film. And some of the names...
What's points? You said residuals and points. What's points?
So points refers to percentage points that you get as a result of the box office. You remember, what's her name? Did Black Widow... I said I would be her support attorney.
Yes.
Red hair. She was in the Avengers.
Yeah. Hold on. Yes. Yeah. She was in the Horse Whisperer.
Yes,
Johansson.
Yes, Scarlett Johansson. That was the big beef she had with Disney, because she produced, executively produced Black Widow. But her money, her points were going to come off box office sales, and Disney released it on the streaming within a week, which cut into the box office.
To its own streaming.
Yes.
Yes.
And that cut her legs out from underneath that lawsuit.
Yeah.
But listen to some of these names. Emma Stone, La La Land. $26 million for La La Land. She's number 27 on the list of top 27.
Go fast, because there's a lot.
Leonardo DiCaprio, $30 million for Don't Look Up. That was a Netflix movie. Let's see, Killers of the Flower Moon. I think that's just released. Leo DiCaprio got $30 million for that. The one I thought was interesting on the list was Jack Nicholson. Now, listen, Leo DiCaprio got $50 million for Inception. When did Inception come out? That was in the 2000s, right?
Yeah.
$50 million for that. Jack Nicholson for Batman in the 80s got $50
million. What number is this ranked?
And those are 13 and 12.
Oh.
Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, $55 million. Number one on the list. You haven't seen the list, have you, Denise?
No.
Who do you think is number one, really quick?
I would say, is it Mel or female? I guess that. Mel, I would say that it is Brad.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Hanks.
Brad Pitt.
No, Tom Cruise. For the last Top Gun, Maverick.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he produced it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
$100 million plus.
Good for that. And then number four, Mission Impossible, you got $75
million. That's right. Now, again, on these films with Tom Cruise and others like Keanu Reeves, and then you've got Tom Hanks, Sylvester Stallone did this in all his films, so did Clint Eastwood. They're producing them. That's why they're making the money.
That is absolutely crazy.
Wow.
All right,
we live in a great country.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's how they're making their money in all of this. You know, I think famously, did you see what was the movie Wolf of Wall Street? Jonah Hill, he got $60,000 for his role.
What?
$60,000 up front. That's what gets reported. Like, oh, look at all this money he didn't make because of that. No, the other part of it was he got paid the balance on points. Now, he made some money on that.
Right.
Well, the Hollywood players who are entrepreneurs and have a great project benefit. There are many, by the way, probably who take the risk and don't get the money, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, no, that was Johnny Amber Heard. She only got, what, $2 million for Aquaman or something like that? A couple million dollars? That's a lot. That's nothing. That compared to, I wonder how what she's doing financially now. She's probably not.
Well, the thing is she's got this body of work that she had done prior to all of this that she is still getting paid on, because actors do get residuals. Look, every time a show is played on Netflix or Hulu or some TV of the week or show of the week on TV, whatever the network paid for that, a small portion of it's going to go to the actors that are in it. They still get their residuals.
All right, we're going to talk about a hatchet case when we come back. Yes, a hatchet case. Then we'll do quick takes. Hang on, last segment. We're at the end.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. There's still good stuff straight ahead. All you have to do is stay tuned, and we'll have it for you right after this penultimate break for Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's that got to do with anything?
Everything.
I'm going to say it. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Hello. I like it too. We like this Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855 Law Radio. We're on the last segment. We probably won't even answer the phone. Cal can't answer the phone. But look, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And we're at the end of the segment. Tell your friends to go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the listen button. They can listen live 9 to noon Pacific time. You do not have to have your local radio station. We are booming. I think we've got over 100 stations, but I still think, arguably, I think we're the second largest nationally syndicated radio show that deals with the law, I believe.
No argument. We are.
Yeah, we are. And so I think we're going to be number one soon. So, Todd, tell us about this Sullivan case, New York Times versus Sullivan.
Yeah, well, New York Times versus Sullivan is the case a long time ago that set the standard for defamation. And essentially, if a person is a public figure and they want to sue somebody or a publication for defamation of character, they have the added burden of showing that the statement or publication was done with malice. They were trying to do that. That extra element does not apply if it is non-public figures that are raising the issue? Well, there was a case, Blankenship versus NBC Universal, that was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, or they sought the right to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to give the court the chance to readdress this different standard. And this last week, the U.S. Supreme Court said, yeah, no, we're not going to grant certiorari. We're not going to hear that case. So that means that the malice element is going to have to stay in place for any lawsuits for the near future. Now, that's significant because, especially with election years, there's always this, oh, I'm going to sue you. Somebody says something about somebody else, and they say, I'm going to sue you for defamation, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, those lawsuits for public figures, they have that extra element and are going to continue to have that extra element of malice as something that a plaintiff would have to show in their lawsuit, because the Supreme Court ain't changing it anytime soon.
And my feeling is the Supreme Court decided not to take it up on this case because this case also implied the free press right. And I think it would not have been an appropriate case to really challenge it in a clean way.
I like that you raised that point because the court sometimes can't just look at the specific issue there. They got to realize that any decision they make moving forward is going to be used by other cases as precedent. Folks are going to look at this and say, okay, it was decided, but it was decided under these set of facts. And the court is really looking for the right set of facts that will allow a decision to be applied more broadly and really give guidance. And, it could have been they looked at this one and just said, this doesn't provide us with the ability to render a decision that is going to give as much clarity as we would like on the issue.
Interesting. We got Netflix is being sued by a guy by the name of Taylor Hazelwood. Now, Netflix put out this documentary in 2023, a true crime documentary called The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker. And this Taylor Hazelwood's picture is shown that they lifted somehow from social media or something and was used. And this guy sued him for defamation because, look, I look like an axe murderer, and I'm not. This is just me, Taylor Hazelwood. And they tried to get the case thrown out, and the court said, nope, you're not going to escape this defamation case because you're going to be held in there.
Now, this is an interesting one right on the heels of the of the appeal that we just talked about, or the lack that the court's not going to take it. Taylor Hazelwood is not a public figure.
Right.
So Taylor Hazelwood doesn't have to show that Netflix, in using his likeness that they pulled off of an Instagram post, that they did so with malice. That element will not apply, and it makes it easier for somebody like Hazelwood to prevail in a defamation case because they don't have that extra element they have to prove.
Well, I think that just I would not want to be in Netflix shoes on this one because Taylor Hazelwood, this is a quote. I mean, why do you use this picture and you're talking about a hatchet documentary, right?
Exactly.
I would not be, and don't be lifting it from some, random social media site, but this is, in his complaint, he says the following. This is what people are saying about him and saying, and it's a quote. And these are people talking about it. Talking about him, so something not so chill happens later in the documentary. This is a friend texting him. Your picture shows up again after he's charged with murder, and it's just bad vibes. Another friend, quote, dude, this is so weird, but I'm watching this murder documentary, and they start flashing a bunch of people's pictures. And I said, hey, that's Hazelwood. Did they steal your photo? How did you get on there? So I'm on Hazelwood's side there. That is pretty disgusting that they really truly want to talk about that and throw that up there. Are you kidding me?
And I think the judge's decision in this, it's interesting because all the judge decided in this case was that, well, it could have been defamatory. Essentially, Netflix was trying to say there's no way anybody would ever think this is defamatory because even those statements rely on innuendo to get there. And the judge was essentially saying, well, even if that's true, that sounds like a jury call.
Yeah.
Not a judge call.
Exactly.
It's a jury call. Good luck.
Denise, tell us about your... We're trying to zip through these things as quick as
well,
we can.
Well, Jeff Dye, who is a comedian, crashed his Tesla into a tree, and then he ran away by foot, right? And then people, witnesses saw him, and he also had made some statements to the police, and he was arrested for DUI. Now, his... you know, even though nobody was hurt, it's still a pretty serious matter because he fled. And his lawyer is saying, hey, you know, we have to reserve judgment on this, and we need to respect his privacy. And he is presumed innocent until proven guilty, guys. So, you know, keep up that standard for my client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facebook, just a real quick one. We talked about this before, Facebook or Meta. They recently had a final approval of a settlement of a privacy issue. We talked about that last week and the week before, but there was some discussion concerning privacy of those people that were on Meta, and they agreed to a $725 million settlement proposal, which means I don't know how much each person was going to get. We've talked about that before. I don't remember. But the judge finally approved it, because the judge has to approve this type of case. So $725 million, which is like probably, Cal, you and I, $5 out of our
with
pocket.
With over a billion users every day, I'm thinking, how far is that going to spread?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. No, here it is. The average median payout, $30.
I'm still waiting for mine.
$30. Can you believe that? Out of $725 million,
wow,
you get $30.
And the lawyers get what, like $300
million?
Maybe?
No, they don't. Actually, believe it or not, the judges, everyone thinks the lawyers get a lot, but they don't get as much as you think they do. So, anyway, with that, we are just wrapping up. Coldplay, really, really quick, Coldplay's former manager, what? Todd, go ahead.
Yeah, former manager.
Really quick.
They're suing Coldplay for $12 million, claiming that he didn't get paid the way he was supposed to be paid under his compensation structure. So we'll see how that turns out.
We're going
to
follow that. All right, quick takes now.
Yeah, time now for quick takes. Fred, what's yours?
Sure. Remember, Fred, in the third person, has not bought a Tesla and not jumping on the bandwagon, because he knew, third person man, that there might be some things happening with the cameras. Whew, glad the 1970 Camaro didn't have any pictures or cameras in it back in 1970s.
Dodge those bullets. Todd, what is your quick take?
I would pay good money if at some point in time during the Sophie Turner-Joe Jonas divorce that Sophie Turner's lawyers included in any motion the phrase, winter is coming.
Oh, good one. Good one. Okay, Denise, what's your quick take today?
My quick take is some advice. Be careful what you do in your car if it has cameras. You'll never know who's watching you eat those Mozart balls.
Hey. Oh, man. We had to go there, didn't we? All right, Fred. Yeah, you're on. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Fred, sitting. Forgive me. Go ahead.
Sure, no problem. I just say we'll see you next week, and I just appreciate you guys all joining us. Our wonderful hosts and co-hosts.
Listening to Radio Law Talk, a copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.